This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. On a bad day, pro-life advocates are ready to drop everything and come out to speak for life. The weather forecast for the trip home from D.C. failed to stop tens of thousands of young people from the big march in D.C. They were joined by celebrities like Kelsey Grammer and by brown-robed monks walking literally barefoot in the snow. Participants stuck in the snow while returning home over the weekend kept the nation informed of their plight by social media. Life advocates in San Francisco faced less peril in the big West Coast Walk for Life. Market Street was packed from city center to the waterfront by 50,000 walkers. And yes, in the city of St. Francis, there were likely lots of barefoot monks. The president Friday tried to give attention to the other side of the debate. He celebrated Roe's 43 years of abortion, lauding what he alleged were rights, freedoms, and opportunities flowing from abortion. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. Media coverage may be turning a corner while CBS News ignored the D.C. March for Life. The San Francisco CBS affiliate gave fair coverage of the Walk for Life there, including extensive comments on the Planned Parenthood abortion specimen scandal. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.